Well, folks, we're back up in them thar hills, so here we go. Gather around me, children, and I'll tell a story of the mountains in the days when guns were law. When two families got disputing, it was bound to end in shooting. So just listen close, I'll tell you what I saw. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, and they took up family feuding when they'd meet. They would shoot each other quicker than it took your eye to flicker. They could knock a squirrel's eye out at 90 feet. All their fighting started one bright Sunday morning, when old Grandpa Coy was full of Mountain Dew. Just as quiet as a church mouse, he stole into Martin's henhouse, 'cause old Grandpa Coy, he liked his eggs too. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but old Grandpa Coy has gone where angel live. When they found him on the mountain, he was bleeding like a fountain, 'cause they punctured him till he looked like a sieve. So the Coys, they started one bright Sunday morning, and they didn't even take time out to mourn. They went out to do some killing where the Martins were distilling, and they found old Abel Martin making corn. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but old Martin was the very next to go. Though he saw the Coys a-coming, he had hardly started running, for a volley shook the hills and laid him low. After that they started out to fight in earnest, and they scarred the mountain up with shot and shell. There was uncles, brothers, cousins, they were bumped off by the dozens. Just how many hit the dust is hard to tell. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys. At the art of killing, they'd become quite deaf. They all know they shouldn't do it, but before they hardly knew it, on each side they only had one person left. Now the sole remaining Martin was a maiden, and as pretty as a picture was this Grace. While the one surviving boy was the handsome Henry Coy, and the folks all know they'd soon meet face to face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but their shooting and their killing sure played hob. And it didn't bring no joy to know that Grace and Henry Coy both had sworn that they would finish up the job. So they finally met upon a mountain pathway. Henry Coy, he aimed his gun at Grace. He was set to pull a trigger when he saw her tiny figure. You could see that love had kicked him in the face. Oh, the Martins and the Coys, they were reckless mountain boys, but they say their ghostly cussing gives you chills. 'Cause the hatchet sure was buried when sweet Grace and Henry married, and it broke that best darn feud in them there hills.